Well, friends, thank you for giving a few moments of your time to join us today. If you've been with us the last couple of times, you'll recall perhaps that we were thinking about the words of a wonderful hymn by Oswald J. Smith, the great pastor of the People's Church in Toronto, Canada. And through his ministry and preaching, multitudes were called into full-time service and went to the mission fields of this world. As well as being a great preacher and motivator, Oswald Smith was also a great writer of books as well as hymns. And one of the great hymns that he wrote was entitled, When Jesus Comes. When Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken. When Jesus comes, sins are washed away. He takes the gloom and fills the life with glory, for all is changed when Jesus comes to stay. And whatever stage we are at in life, whatever trials or difficulties we're going through, whenever the Son of God comes and meets us where we are in the journey of life, wonderful things can happen and things can change. And it's our prayer today that whatever you're going through, whatever trials you're facing, that the Lord will come and meet you at the point of need. We have noted already that the Son of God comes to the sinful. We see that in Mark chapter 5, the man of the Gadarenes, and how things changed whenever the Saviour came to where he was. He comes as well to the needful. We saw that in Mark 10, whenever he came to the city of Jericho, to Bartimaeus, the blind beggar, and opened his eyes, set him on his feet, changed his life completely. But not only does the Saviour come to the sinful and the needful, but he also comes to the fearful. And this brings us today to Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 14. What a wonderful account it is. Just towards the end of the chapter there, we read about the disciples. They're crossing the Sea of Galilee. The Saviour has constrained them to enter into a ship. He has sent them out into the sea. He has entered up into the mountainside to pray. And as he is praying, they, the Bible says, are in the midst of the sea. And then this mighty storm of wind arises, and undoubtedly the disciples are afraid. Now the interesting thing is about that, they were in the centre of God's will for their lives. Because we read in verse number 22, Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him to the other side. And while he sent the multitudes away, and when he sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea. They had stepped into that ship. They had launched out into the middle of the Sea of Galilee in obedience to their Lord. And a storm arose. Just because trials come, storms come, difficult times come, doesn't necessarily mean that we're outside the will of God for our lives. It certainly doesn't mean that the Lord has forgotten about us either. Just because we're not conscious of his immediate presence, the Saviour had gone up into the mountainside, and from that vantage point, he could see everything that his disciples were going through. Furthermore, he was praying for them. So they were in the centre of God's will for their lives. The Saviour was praying for them. And also it was dark. It was the fourth watch of the night by this stage. And they were in the midst of a storm, in the midst of the sea, in the midst of the night. What an awful situation to be in. And they were fearful. And yet the scripture says in verse number 25, and in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. There we see the Lord's divinity. We see his deity, his power over nature. And yet at the same time, they were filled with fear. They were fearful, even whenever the Saviour came, because they did not immediately recognize him. You know that Peter said, Lord, if it be thou, bids me come to thee in the water. And the Lord called Peter unto himself, and Peter stepped out of the boat, began walking towards the Lord in the sea. And then seeing the wind boisterous and the waves all around him, he cried out for fear, beginning to sink. And the Lord reached down his hand and lifted him. And sometimes we are, I suppose, critical of Peter for getting his eyes off the Lord. But let me remind you that Peter was the only one who actually stepped out of the boat. And then the Saviour stepped into the boat now with Peter. He rose up, he rebuked the wind and the waves, and there was this wonderful calm. And whenever the Saviour came to those that were fearful, everything changed. But listen, it didn't change immediately. It took a little while. Things had to happen before the Lord spoke the word and brought the calmness. But he was in control all the while. Maybe you're facing a storm today. You're facing a difficult trial in your life. Things are hard. Things are unpleasant. Things are not easy. But listen, dear friends, God is in control. The Saviour knows exactly where you are. If you're a child of God, he's in Mount Zion right now. He's praying for you. And the Lord can come to where you are. Sometimes we don't immediately recognize him. But whenever Jesus comes, things change. May God encourage you. If you're fearful today, may the Lord draw near and speak that word into your soul and bring a great calm into your heart. Thank you for joining us. See you again, hopefully, next time.